بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we are at Masjid Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The masjid has been named after a very great personality, and at the time of the first and opening Jumu'ah, I spoke a little bit about the life of this great Sahabi Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now today I would like to share some very short advices from Hazrat Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And actually, it will be inshallah very, very short advices. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inna Mu'az lamma arad as-safar, when Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu decided to undertake the journey, so he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala awsini ya Rasulallah, give me advice, O Nabi of Allah. So this could have been any one of the journeys, because Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu traveled to Yemen, as we know. He made a journey to Yemen, and he had also traveled to Makkah Sharif. All of these journeys were by the instruction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he asked for advice, maybe because he felt now he's leaving, he's departing, and hence he needs something to hold on to, hold tight. And this was the way of the Sahaba, that they would seek advice, then they would cherish that advice, and it was a lifelong thing. They held firmly unto it. It may have been short advice, but it was a lifelong practice on that advice. One Sahabi asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a question: O Nabi of Allah, the laws of Islam are many, and I can't encompass all the laws of Islam and all the teachings of Islam. So give me one thing that I can hold on to from all the laws of Islam. Look at what a intelligent question he posed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a short advice, and he told him, مَا زَالَ لِسَانُكَ رَتْبًا مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Then you should keep your tongue constantly wet and moist in the zikr of Allah. Short advice. The man held on to that, and it was a lifelong practice. Here we find in the case of Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Awsini ya Rasulullah. When he was traveling, he asked for advice. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa la tushrik bihi shay'a. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is the right of his worship, and do not attribute any partners to him. Do not indulge in any form of shirk or idolatry or polytheism, that we attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So short advice, very concise advice, that we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the very purpose of our creation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The whole purpose of creation of man and jinn was none other than to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا, don't attribute any partners to Allah. So, on a similar note, that shirk, obviously, as we know, has various levels. Has various levels. Kufr has different levels. Shirk also has different levels. Bukhari, Imam Bukhari says that kufrun duna kufrin. There are certain forms of kufr that are lower than other levels of kufr. Like that, shirk also has different levels. One is pure shirk, the worst and evil form of shirk, where a person worships any object or item or creation other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we find certain people worship, you know, the sun, the moon, and certain animals and all of these things. So here, that is the highest level. But then there are other levels of shirk where, for example, a person is doing something to impress someone. So that is also a form of shirk. That is a lower form of shirk. In riya, showing off, is yasir al-shirk. It is a lesser form of shirk. A person is reading salah and then he feels somebody is watching him reading salah. So in order to impress that person, he's reading a longer salah and doing the postures very beautifully because he's trying to impress somebody who is observing him. So that is also a form of shirk. Nevertheless, then he went on and he said, Zidni, Ya Rasulallah. Add some more advice. You've given me this one advice, but add some additional advice to that. And so we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, Iza asa'ta fa ahsin. If you do wrong, then do good after that. Very simple, basic advices. And today, that is what is needed in the world. Like we say, go back to the basics. That is what is needed. You know, we want to look for very, very philosophical, academic kind of discourses and so on. But how much do people really practice on that? What is needed is the basics, simple, going back to basics. That is what is needed. And that is the type of advices that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He said, Isa asa'ata fa ahsin. You did wrong, then good, do good. So if you committed any kind of wrong, you committed any kind of sin, then two things have to be done immediately. One is tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah is to make a resolve not to commit the sin again, and istighfar to seek forgiveness, to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by seeking forgiveness from Him for doing that wrong. So that's one thing. And the second thing that needs to be done is that wrong action must be followed through with a good action. So the good action will cancel out the bad effects of the evil action. Because every action has a reaction. Every action has got a reaction. There's a reaction to every action. It isn't that we did something and there'll be no reaction. There will be a reaction. So we need to immediately try and cancel out the reaction of that action so that it does not harm us, that does not harm us. So therefore, if a person committed any wrong deed, we should look very quickly after making tawbah and istighfar to do a good deed in place of that. Now it could be any good deed, give some sadaqah and charity in the way of Allah, feed the hungry person, or one could make wuzu and read two rakats, nafil salah, or just make one sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or make tilawat of Quran, read some ayats of Quran and so on, or help some person, assist someone that needs your help and assistance. So we do a good deed immediately after doing an evil deed and it will cancel the effect out. Then there won't be a negative reaction of that. But if we delay and we procrastinate, there could be a negative reaction of that bad deed that we did. And by the time a person comes to his senses, the harm has already been done to him. So quickly before the harm befalls us, we should hasten to do some good deed that will, as another hadith also narrated by Muaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told these words, that وَأَتْبِئِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Follow up a bad deed with a good deed, it will delete it, it will erase it, it will take away its negative effect, and a person will not be affected negatively then by that bad deed. Because if a person does not develop this habit of doing some good deed immediately after performing a bad deed, then the result will be that the bad deeds start piling up and the black dots start forming on the heart. And then a time comes when one bad deed attracts another bad deed. Deeds attract deeds. So if we don't break that cycle of bad deed attracting another bad deed, attracting another bad deed, the cycle will carry on. We have to break the cycle so that a good deed will attract a good deed, it will attract a good deed, and this is how a person will be protected from the effect of the bad deed that was committed. And then the third advice that he then said, Zidni ya Rasulallah, increase me over and above this. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Istaqim wal tuhsin khuluqak. Third advice he gave him, he said, Istaqim, remain steadfast. Be firm now, remain steadfast on what you are doing. Don't veer away from it, don't give it up, don't leave it out. This is one of the most important advices that have ever been given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this advice in the Quran. Fastaqim kama umirta. Remain steadfast, O Nabi. As you have been commanded, remain firm and be, very, very particular about carrying through what you are doing. Don't give up once you start some good deed, some good action. And also we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the praise of people in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. To say رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ is the easy part. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. To be steadfast on that declaration of رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ is the challenging part. Then if a person succeeded in that part, then تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. These are the announcements that will be made by the angels at the time of death. Hence a believer will find it quite easy to depart from this world, because of the glad tidings of the angels will make him so hopeful and so eager that he looks forward now to that other world where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept all the promises of delight and the, you know, bliss and enjoyment that have been promised in the Quran all over. He looks forward eagerly to that journey because the angels are giving him the glad tidings and saying to him, لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا. Glad tidings upon glad tidings, نزلا من غفور الرحيم. Therefore Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم also, when he was asked advice by someone, then he said, قل آمنت بالله ثم استقيم. Say, I bring iman in Allah, then be steadfast on that declaration. So therefore the advice given to Muaz here is استقيم. But be steadfast, be firm. Steadfastness is the most important thing. That what we do, any good deed, we should do it with degree of steadfastness. That we stick to it. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even exhorted the believers that khayrul amali ma dima alayhi wa in qalla. The best of deeds in the eyes of Allah is what is done with steadfastness, even though it is less. We can read that 10 times, subhanallah, 10 times, alhamdulillah, 10 times, Allahu Akbar, every morning, every evening, but we do it with steadfastness. It is better than reading it maybe 100 or 1,000 times, once off and then leaving it out for weeks and months on end. The key is steadfastness. Doing a little, but doing it with istiqama and steadfastness is most important. And this is where we generally tend to fall down, because a person gets that, you know, that sudden josh, as they call it, right? You get that sudden josh, that sudden urge to do some good deeds. Then you do a lot, and now you can't follow it through. So rather do a little, but make a firm intention that little is going to be carried through. And then the second advice, he said to him, وَالْتُحْسِنْ خُلُقَكْ. Make your character good. Adopt good character. In another narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Muaz, وَخَالِطِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Treat the people with good conduct, with good manners, in a good way. Be good in your behavior towards the people. A lot of people feel that as long as I am doing ibadat, I'm doing zikr, I'm doing some good deeds, then now I am on the road of piety, I can be counted amongst the pious. But there's very little attention paid towards good character and good behavior and good manners towards people. In fact, we find sadly that those people who have a tendency to do ibadah, a lot of ibadah, some of them, not all, some of them have a tendency to have very bad character. The way they speak, the way they behave, perhaps it is from a superiority attitude of the ibadah. Allah knows best, Allah save us. But that is a very, very dangerous thing. It's a very destructive thing. Because let us understand one reality. Whatever ibadat we do, may Allah accept it and increase us. But what is it in relation to the greatness and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's no comparison. What is it in comparison to the ibadah of the malaika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's no comparison. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. They glorify Allah day and they don't sleep, they don't eat. They have no needs. And their only work is to be constantly in the worship and ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no December holiday for the malaika. They don't shut shop and go out on holiday and come back then in the new year. And that, you know, they consider it like almost in this day and age, farz. And amongst the wajib of our times is that you must go for holiday. How can you be sitting at home? The whole country is going. So the malaika don't go on holiday. There's no holiday season for them. They are constantly in ibadah. From the moment Allah created them till eternity, they will be, some of them are in ruku, they will remain in ruku for eternity. Some of them are in sajda, they will remain in sajda till eternity. Some of them are in qiyam, standing, they will remain in that posture till eternity. Some are in tasbih, they will remain so till eternity. So where can we compare our ibadah to the ibadah of the malaika? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got that makhluk, there are billions and trillions of them beyond measure and count who are engaged in his ibadah. So we're going to try and impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our weak ibadah, and we feel proud about that weak ibadah. That is the height of foolishness. But what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our akhlaq and our character. Our humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has got majesty and glory and greatness. But there's no humbleness and humility and weakness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, if someone comes across before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a meek servant, as a humble servant, he is deemed to be valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a proud person has no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The humble one has got the value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we find that here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wal tuhsin khuluqa wa khaliqin nas bi khuluqin hasanin." That if we have good akhlaq in the way we speak to people, the manner we interact with people, our language, وَقُلْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Say to my servants that when you communicate with people, then communicate in the most beautiful way. Talk to people nicely. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Qawlan sadida. This is mentioned in the nikah khutbah every time. It's about good communication, speaking nicely and behaving nicely. This is what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this advice. And he emphasized very much on this advice. And it comes in a hadith sharif that amongst the deeds that will be the heaviest in the scale on the day of Qiyamah will be good character. ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان العبد المؤمن يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق there's nothing that will be heavier than a good character in the scale on the day of Qiyamah. And إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ لَيُدْرِكُ بِخُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ دَرَجَةَ الْقَائِمِ الصَّائِمِ. The believer acquires the status and stages of those who fast the whole year and they make ibadat the whole night by virtue of his good character. Such is the weight and the, you know, value of good character in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what was emphasized in this particular narration. So these were short advices, and Sahaba were content with short advice because this is what was their lifelong practice. Now it was a kind of a, what you could call a plan of action for life, and they held on to that and they practiced on it and they never gave up till their dying moments. May Allah give us tawfiq. We are in the masjid of Muaz, masjid named after Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we heard the short advices that were given to Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and it was shared with the ummah through the narration of this narration and this hadith. So Allah make us from those who practice on these advices. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.